The Talk About podcast was designed to discuss topics related to modern culture and society that affects the Black community. Recently, we've been focused on issues and topics that are associated with the United States. But we all know that the Black community expands far beyond the borders of the United States. And that's why on the upcoming season on Talk About with Ron, I want to take the podcast international and start talking to different members of the Black community that were not born and raised in the United States. I want to hear from you. I want to hear your stories. I want to hear what are the challenges that you face as a Black person in your country. Now, whether it's good or bad, you know, economic or not, I want to understand your country, the Black community. We need to come together, and we should come together and understand each other. Because my experiences as a Black American or African American is not the same as yours. I've sat down and I've talked to different Black people from around the world and, you know, who live here in the United States from other countries. And the experience is totally different. I want to hear that. I want to share that experience with other Black people. You know, my experiences you've learned from me, and I have international listeners. And I want to invite you to come onto my show and talk to me and tell the world about your country. Represent your country. Represent where you're from. Tell everybody what they should know about your country. I want to open those doors up to everybody because, like I said earlier, the Black community extends far beyond the boundaries of the United States border. I want to talk to all of you. I want to hear your experience. I want to share your experiences, and you can be an ambassador for your country and tell everybody what they should know about your country, you, how you're raised, your culture, your experiences, your view in life, everything. If you would like to come on the podcast and discuss your country and where you're from, there's a link down below. You can go onto my show and register as a guest. You can contact me directly on Facebook. It's the Ron Frazier Sr. You can go to my website, www.talkaboutwiththeron.com. And you can have access to send me a message directly, or you can register as a guest, fill out the registration form, and I will contact you. This invitation also goes out to people who live in the United States that are from other countries, that were born and raised in other countries. So don't think that just because you live in the United States that you can't come on and be a part of this experience. I know that there are many people in the United States who were just moved here in the last 5-10 years and who have extensive experience in their country where you come from. So this invite goes to everyone that were not born and raised in the United States. So I invite you all to come be a part of the Talk About with the Ron Black Experience World Tour. Welcome back to Talk About, a podcast designed to discuss topics related to modern culture and society that affects the Black community. And I am your host, Theron Frazier. Before we get started with this week's episode, I would like to share some information with you guys. We now have a website, www.talkaboutwiththeron.com, where you can go there and support the show by using one of our affiliate links. There are several links there, one for Amazon, one for Fiverr, and one for Instacart. We also have a Patreon page where you can go and donate. And if you have a business, you can actually have a tier where we can promote your business on our Patreon page. Just go to www.talkaboutwiththeron.com and go to become a member. You can also subscribe there and leave your email address, and you will get the latest updates on the podcast. Welcome back to another episode of Talk About with Ron. I'm your host, Ron Frazier. And this week, I want to talk about something different. I want to talk about being a successful couple. Yes, I'm going to do this episode by myself, but you know, I'm seeing some stuff in our community that I think that we are falling behind on. I see other areas, you know, some of us got it. Put like this, some of us got it, but some of us don't. And that's a lot of us who don't. And they wonder why they're not as successful as some others. Because what we tend to do, and that's not just in the Black community, but it's anywhere, but we tend to do is look at stuff from the outside looking in. And we like to look at other couples and say, oh, the Joneses is doing this and they're going there and they're spending money over here and they're on vacation and they do this. And you go to wonder, how can they do that? I don't see it. But the thing is, you don't know what that couple have going on in their household because you're on the outside looking in. You only see the shell of what you can see. You don't see what goes on the inside, the hard work that they put in, or the decisions that they have to make, or the things that they got going on. You only see the outside. And that can be family, that can be friends, that can be neighbors, that can be schoolmates, that can be church members, that could be anybody. Anybody, everybody's doing this. Everybody's looking at other people and comparing. But what you have to do is you have to tend to the business that's in your own home. You have to know what's going on within your own household. And you want to know what's going to get you to be able to do those type of things. But you have to make sacrifices as well. You have to look at yourself and look at what you're doing. You have to change some of the habits that you have. You have to go out and change some of the things that you're spending money on. Or you may not just be able to afford what they can afford because you don't know what their financial situation is. But if you want to build yourself to be greater as a couple, I have some tips for you. Because what I'm saying now is, I want to start with one thing is, if you are married and you took those vows to be as one, that means you have to move together in sync. You have to have the same mentality of wants and goals. It ain't going to be identical. But you got to have the same type of goals, long-term enthusiasm about being successful at something, okay? You have to have a long-term goal, and you have to set these short-term goals to get there. But you have to be in sync with your partner lockstep. That means that you have to support them. You have to know what they want. They have to know what you want, and you got to have a plan to get those things. Now, if you're not working in the job that you want to work in right now, identify what you want to do. Because let's say, for example, you're living in a house that you want to upgrade, or you live in an apartment. You're married family that your husband and wife who just got married. And you guys want to move from your apartment into a house eventually. You have to have the same goals to want that house. Because if one doesn't want it and one do, you got a problem there. But if you both want that house, then you start working on, we want a house, we want to move. What do we need to do? You need to understand your financial situation together, because now that you're one, it's not a his finances or her finances, it's our finances. He's working, is she working? Is she working? Is he working? Because one of the things I noticed in our community is that, and I'm not gonna say this is not against women or anything, well, it's where it's expected that one partner working to take care of all the bills. I was watching this Facebook post the other night, was asking the ladies, hey, if your man paid all your bills, he took care of everything in the house, and you didn't have to work, and if you wanted a sandwich at 2:00 in the morning, would you get up and go get it? That was the question. And I saw so many things wrong with that. And I'm seeing all the ladies respond, yeah, I'll go get the sandwich. It depends on the time of morning. And I'm seeing all these responses, and I'm like, none of this make any sense. I mean, like, what are you guys talking about? Why are we having this type of conversation? why is it where, who is it that came up with the idea that it's expected that the male should pay all the bills and the lady have to do it, and the lady shouldn't have to work? Because at the core bottom, that's a lot of people who think like that. Female and some men too. But I don't see that as being a way. Now, I'm going to take that back. If you're rich, and that's fine. That's your household. That's your life. That's your life. You're rich. You can do that. But if you got two people, able-bodied people, who want to be successful, who want to have certain thing, a certain lifestyle, then it take both of those people to get to that level. It shouldn't be expected that one person go out there and kill themselves and another person not bring anything to the table. And I know I'm going to hear people say, well, you got to stay home and take care of the kid. If you ain't to the level where you want to be in your life, you should not have kids. You should not have kids until you get to the point in your life. And that's up to you to manage that. So don't bring in kids into the situation until you are able to afford kids. So you got two able-bodied people, a man and a female, who get married, who want to live a certain lifestyle. It take both. It shouldn't be expected that one person go out there and bust their ass while the other person not contribute and then expect to live a certain lifestyle. It take two people. So we got to get out of that mentality, ladies, and some deadbeat ass men, that I shouldn't have to work. He should do it all. He ain't a real man if he ain't doing it all. That ain't no real woman is expecting that. We got to get out of that mentality, or you're gonna be in a situation that you're always in. Living with somebody, they can jump up and break up with you or let you go and you not have nothing. But living with somebody and saying, oh, we just making it just to get by, because you got one person out there busting their ass. Imagine what it would be if it was both of y'all. Imagine how much more you can have if both of y'all are contributing to the lifestyle that you want to live. And how much easier it would be. There are people out here who think that it's one way or no way. You have to come together and win as one. Set goals together. Accomplish goals together. Support each other in accomplishing the goals. But you always have to have a foundation. So you do that, in your marriage, you figure out what that foundation is going to be. Who's going to be the foundation? Who's going to make sure, okay, I'm right here. I'm making this move right now. Where's your next move going to be? Okay, while I'm making this move, I need you to be the foundation over here. Once I make my move, I'm going to be your foundation. You make your move. If you can afford and have a foundation where you guys make the moves together, do that. But come together, set the foundation, make sure that the person who's in the foundation is supporting and holding that foundation. Build your foundation together. And what I mean by the foundation is someone going to make sure that, okay, while you're transitioning from being a student to a nurse, or from being an accountant to a nurse, and you're going to school, okay, you go to school, you make those decisions, you do what you got to do. And if you're working while doing that, that's great. But you need to understand, I'm the foundation right now. I'm keeping my job. I'm going to do everything I need to do to make sure we still got income coming in. And then you bring in what income you bring in, but you're working on your next move, which is going from accountant to nursing or whatever it may be. When she make that nursing, he make that nursing position, then, okay, what's your move? What's your next move? Okay, I want to move up to this level within my job, or I want to be able to expand out and do this business or whatever that may be. Then you make your move. And then the other person becomes the foundation. But it's a teamwork. It takes both. Support each other.
That foundation may be providing all the necessary stuff you need for your family. Medical insurance, life insurance, all of that stuff. But you just can't go ahead and nilly-willy just quitting jobs and just letting stuff go just because you get an attitude with somebody at work one day, or you got a problem, or you don't know how to work well with others. Sometimes you have to make sacrifices while you're that foundation in order for your family to survive. Sometimes you have to make those sacrifices for your family to survive so you can get to the next level. But when you sitting back, looking at what other people are doing, and you don't know that those other people are doing just that. Those other people are supporting each other and making it to that next level. And they're reaping the rewards of the stuff that they've worked hard for. If you're not working hard to get to that level, you can't sit back and want what the next person have because you ain't making the sacrifices that they've already made for it or that they're making for it. You don't understand what's going on in someone's household because you're not living there. So you have to start at home. As a family, you have to start together. As a husband and wife, when you get together, have your foundation. Know what you want. Know what your goals are. But don't be a burden on the other partner. If you're a man, woman, no matter what it is, woman to woman, man, man, I don't care what it is. Don't be a burden on your partner. Be a support. Be someone who have their back. Be someone there that's going to help them move because it's you and them. Y'all have to make it work together. And like I was saying, you look over at the Joneses and see what the Joneses are doing. And it's back from the beginning. And you wonder what they doing, how they doing it different. But do you ever notice that Mr. Jones don't wear Nikes? You ever notice that Miss Jones don't have no Louis Vuitton purse? You ever notice that you see Mr. and Mrs. Jones shopping at Walmart? You ever notice that Mr. and Mrs. Jones don't have any kids yet? You ever notice that Mr. and Mrs. Jones, if they do have kids, that their kids are taken care of? You ever notice that Mr. and Mrs. Jones don't have no expensive cars? That's because when we get money, or when you get money, if you're not where you are financially, you should not be going out here buying these designer clothes, designer shoes, trying to impress people when they see you. I don't care who I impress when I see. I'm not dressing up in no designer clothes just because I want to be seen. I don't dress to impress others. That has nothing, that will have no interest to me personally. And it should have no interest to you. If you're doing stuff together and building your money together and building something for you and your family and your children, if you're going to have children, you have to make those decisions to spend your money in the right places or invest your money into the right places. You want to take those trips like the Joneses are making over there or the Smiths or whoever they're over there making these trips, then you have to work on yourself. But first, you can be taking trips if your finances is not in the right place. You can barely afford to pay your rent. You should not be taking a trip. And I'm not saying you're never going to get to that point, but you have to start at the foundation and build it up and build yourself up to where you want to be at. It's not going to happen overnight unless you're a movie star or you just make it rich or you just come up with an idea. And I'm saying you can do that too. But until you get to that point, you have to stack and build. You just can't go out there and just spend money willy-nilly and think you're going to just live the successful life that you see others doing. I just want you guys to know that you can be successful. You can be whatever you want to be. If we took more our couples and have them work together as a unit, as a real machine unit, you guys don't know what the potential that you have to be a power couple, how you can build your net worth up. But you can't build net worth together if only one person is out there doing it. It's going to take twice as long if one person is out there doing it. But I will say this. I will say this. If you're building together, putting your finances together and taking care of your finances and keeping your debts out all in control, and you know, you guys can be a very successful, powerful couple. Build your credit scores up. That's important. Help each other. Talk to each other about decisions that are being made. That's one of the key issues as well, is always make decisions together. You do not want to be in a situation where one person making all the decisions or one person don't want to make those decisions. At least talk it over, and then if you decide together. And then the one person go make the decision. I mean, but if you decide it together, it's both of y'all's decision. But at least sit down, have the discussion. Don't bring no surprises on, say, we're going to be doing this, and the other person haven't been talked about it, especially when it's going to be a financial burden onto the family. If it's a huge financial decision, y'all need to talk about it together and make that decision together. But have a plan when you make the decision. If you make the decision on buying a house, understand what the budget's going to be, what price range you want. And don't always go with the bank going to tell you can afford $500,000. Why you need $500,000? It's just you and him. Start out with a $100,000, $200,000 home that's going to be a comfortable size for you, him, and a possible baby to come in the future. Start there. And then build your way up. Because once you get into real estate, you'll learn that you start building equity into your home, and that's going to help you out in the future as well. And then graduate to your next home. But only do that to when you've made some progress in your careers, then you can afford that bigger home or downsize to something or whatever that next home may look like. But don't go just buying stuff just because you can. Or it's the new designer purse. Or it's a new designer shoes. You're making someone else rich and you're spending all your money on material stuff that's not going to gain any value. Finance is easy. Managing finances is very easy. It's just you have to live within your means and understand what you can afford. A lot of us want to go out and buy stuff that we really can't afford. I say if you can't buy it four times, you shouldn't be buying it at all. If it's something you want, and if you spend money on it and you can't afford to buy it four more times, five more times, then you're spending too much money on that item. Way too much money. And you really can't afford it because now you're putting yourself in a burden. Yeah, and I typically would say two times. You should be able to buy it twice. But some scenario, you need to be able to, you really want to be comfortable? Really, really want to be comfortable? Set that limit. If you can't afford to buy it four times, you shouldn't be buying it right now. That when you know you're living within your means and you're comfortable with whatever you're paying for. And I'm not talking about four cheeseburgers. You're not going to afford, about four. I'm talking about something really serious. People go out, well, we're going to go buy this $600 TV. Are you? If you're able to buy four of those $600 TVs, then buy it. It's not going to hurt. It's going to take. If you could buy four of them easily, then you're great. You're great, great, great. But if you don't really need it, you shouldn't be buying it. But if you need it, find something within your budget. Don't go take, you only got $2,000 in your account and you go pay $1,200 for a TV. That don't make any sense. Budget. Understand what you can afford and what you can't afford. Because sometimes you're going over and beyond than what you can afford. And I'm talking about things as a husband and wife. There's nothing wrong with a husband and wife coming together to make a purchase. If it's for the house. There's nothing wrong with that. There's so many different ways you guys can handle your finances that's going to work well for you and how your family operates and work. But my thing is, make sure you're doing it together. not one person just going off making decisions and the other person have no say so, or and sometimes the other person don't want to, but at least make sure they're included in the decision. Even if you think this is the decision you're going to make, at least talk to them about it first and say, look, this is what I'm going to do, or this is what I think we should do. What's your opinion? If they don't have one, they don't want to offer nothing, that's great. That's fine. But at least you ran it by them and they know. Talk to them about it. Make decisions together. Make financial purchase decisions together. Understand where you are financially as a team, because it's a team. Your husband and wife, but you're also a team. You have to work together. You have to work well together. And I know there's going to be many a times that you're not going to agree. And that's okay. It is okay not to agree every time. That's natural. Agree to disagree. If you don't agree on what it is, table it and come back, or do some research and come back and talk about it again later. Maybe that's not the right time to talk about it. And not talking about if you don't agree on a decision or you don't agree on a purchase or something, just table it. It's not like it's going to go anywhere. But just table it and come back and have the conversation later when you both have had time to think about it, do a little bit more research and understand the other party's perspective. Because you also have to understand that your spouse have a perspective. Understand their perspective. But make the decision as one. And that's how you're going to win as one. You're going to win as one unit, one couple. Also, credit scores. And I touched base on it earlier, but I want to talk about that. Work on your credit scores. Work on making sure that you build your credit score up to where you're going to be comfortable. People don't understand how important credit is. It's the single most important thing that's going to help you if you're going to be purchasing homes or automobiles or whatever it may be, even business. It's going to help you in your business if you have a good credit score. Because you're a sole proprietary business, your credit score is your credit score. You can go get a business ID and you know, build your business credit as well, but you got to have some type of credit to start. I mean, it's important to have good credit. And as a couple, that's going to make you more of a power couple. Build your credits together. Build assets together. Don't go buying the designer purses and clothes. Buy stuff that's going to appreciate in value, not depreciate. Get life insurance. We don't have life insurance in our community. Get some life insurance. Buy some stocks. Get some bonds. Get stuff that's going to appreciate in value. Invest your money. Save it. The best feeling you're ever going to have is when you wake up and say, there's nothing I want in this world. There's nothing. I got money to spend, but I don't. There's nothing I really want to spend it on. That's an awesome feeling. To have a feeling to say, I don't want nothing. I got everything I want. And you can not have the most expensive things in the world or the most money in the world to have that feeling. It's not a rich feeling. It's just a feeling of I'm accomplished. Everything that I wanted to accomplish. And there's nothing I long for anymore. And that doesn't necessarily mean financially. That doesn't necessarily mean wealth. That's just in general that I feel accomplished. Now, for some people, that may be a certain level at in their career. For some people, that may be a certain title at their job. For some people, that may be a certain dollar amount of wealth. For some people, it may be a certain amount of stress, less stress or debt free or whatever it may be for you. When you've reached that level and have that feeling, you'll be like, oh, my God, this is so beautiful. So do all the things you have to do to make sure that you can get to that level where you feel like you ain't got to look over at someone else and say, I wish that was me, or I'm going to go out and try to do that knowing that you can't afford it, or wanting what they have but not putting in the work to get it. So all of it has to do with put in work, accomplish the stuff that you want to accomplish. Make the sacrifices early that you need to make. Make sacrifices that you never thought you would make to be able to get to where you want to be in your life. Life is hard for a lot of people. And I see a lot of couples out here doing old school stuff, depending on one partner to do it all. But I swear to God. But you can't live like that. You can't be successful with one person putting in all the work. I'm sorry. And I'm not trying to sound no kind of way against some group of people. I'm saying just that both parties, it take both to be successful and to move in a direction as a family or as a couple that you want to move to. And everybody deserve to be happy and be successful at whatever they want to do. And every relationship and every couple deserve to be able to be successful as a couple. You can't hate on the other. So be there for each other, support each other, and be successful together as couples, as black couples, because we need a lot more black successful couples out there. And do something that's going to be positive to your relationship and in your marriage, and grow as one unit, move as one, grow as one, be as one, happily ever after married couple. I support you, black queens and black kings.